Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Take the book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were talking about those people who either feel we don't have the complete Word of God, or believe that we do, but we have to use several versions of the Bible to understand it. Let's continue that thought today. Now we look here at the man Joel and the book of Joel here in verse 1. And verse 1 simply says, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Now, Joel means Jehovah is God. He evidently lived in Judah, and his father's name was Pethuel. He lived during Uzziah's reign, and that's one way we know an idea of about the dating of the book. But outside of that, that's all we know about Joel. But then on the other hand, it's not about him. We only know that he was a good and holy man, because the book of 2 Peter tells us that it was holy men of old who wrote these books as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. Now let me just insert this one thing here. When anyone says, not everything is true in the Bible, what they're doing is they are calling the Holy Spirit of God a liar. Well, my friend, the Bible says, every jot and every tittle, and it is preserved. So when people say, well, we don't have the Word of God in total as it was given, or they say, well, yes, we have it all, but it's in different versions of the Bible, just understand, those people have a problem of faith. They have their mind exalted above the mind of God, and that always, always leads to failure and tragedy. Now, we're told it is the word of the Lord that came to Joel. You see, it is God's word. Joel must not compromise it. He must not water it down. He must not refuse to utter it, to write it, or to change it, regardless of the anger of man. Now, I remember back at 9/11 when towers came down in New York City. Some preachers were condemned for saying something about, this may be the judgment of God on our sin. Now, many of those preachers, when they were being condemned for saying that, backed off, some apologized. And when they backed off and some apologized, I believe that hell rejoiced exceedingly when they did. Jeremiah 44, the people were also angry at Jeremiah for preaching against their sin and saying the judgment was the result. And they said, no, it was better when we worshiped the Queen of Heaven, when we did these other things. It was better. You lost your land. Most everyone in that group had lost a loved one to death or to captivity. And they were running to Egypt against the word and will of God. And though they had lost everything, suffered so much sorrow and pain, their pride would say, no, it was better the other way. And people are still that way today. Now again, Joel is only the messenger, but he must deliver the message. The people would hate him for it, or they could hate him for it. Now, we don't really aren't told if they did or not, but he must proclaim it because he loves God. And God wants people to come to repentance. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, I know men deny that today, and they try to limit the power of the atoning blood of Christ to certain people. But, you know, when God, he doesn't talk that way when he says he's not willing that any should perish. I believe that he means what he says, that he's not been a jokester. When he says that he would have all men to be saved and come to the truth, knowledge of the truth, I don't think he's trying to deceive us. When he says that whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely, I think that he means that from the depth of his heart. When he says in Acts 17:30 and 31 that he commands all men to everywhere, all men everywhere to repent, I think that he means that. He wouldn't command all men to repent if he had said, well, okay, these people can't repent because I've not willed them to do so. You know, how ignorant is a doctrinal, false doctrinal system of theology that glories in their intellectualism, but their intellectualism ignores simple statements of God. What is wrong with people today? Now, James needs to preach God's truth and not water it down. And that's where we have the fear of God. Now, Matthew 10, verses 28 tells us that fear not him which can destroy your body and after that has no more that they can do, but rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. So when I read James chapter 3, verse 1, he says, there's a greater condemnation on me if I preach not the truth. I think I'm just going to do it God's way. Doesn't matter if men get mad. You know, I can be fired as a pastor and I can be chased out of town, but I'll tell you what, that's fine because I'm in God's hand. And as long as I'm on God's side, it's not as long as God's on my side, as long as I'm on God's side, then I'm in his care and his keeping. We'll also see in this book that the day of the Lord is used 5 times. Now, the day of the Lord looks forward to the day when God will judge. We're speaking of the tribulation, the 7-year tribulation, which is to come, and then restore Israel for 1,000 years. Now, although Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel make mention of the day of the Lord in a prophetic context, it seems that Joel is the first one to address this thing. And so he brings it up first. Now, in Israel, a new day begins, not at midnight like it does with us. At midnight, we say, okay, if it's Wednesday right now, at midnight tonight, then all of a sudden, we say it's Thursday morning. But with them, the Jewish calendar and the Jewish way of doing it, the new day begins at sundown. For example, when somebody says, I'm going to go to church on Sunday night at Central Baptist Church. If you tell a Jew that, he's thinking, what we'd call Saturday night, okay? Because that's the way they view it. But you see, the sun goes down on average around 6 o'clock p.m. Now, I know it's different times, but that's kind of a rounding off period. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, we read this, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." Now, before that, the earth, we're told, is without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But then what happened? It says, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And so the darkness was before the light. Now, as I said, Joel recorded the day of the Lord before the others did, but nonetheless, here we're seeing something. And by the way, I do know Obadiah mentioned it. I don't know that Obadiah used it in the way that Joel and these other prophets used it as a prophetic theme. Obadiah seems to be more to the present day, and that's why I didn't mention him for those that are fault finders out there. But it seems night always precedes light in God's judgment and work. He said, let there be light. The day of the Lord, there is the night of tribulation before the light of the millennium. Before the eternal reign, there are those at the end of the 1,000 years that surround Jerusalem, and fire comes down from God out of heaven, and there's the great white throne judgment. That's the night before the day of the eternal reign. Before you're saved, the Bible says that you are a child of darkness. But when you're saved, you're to walk in the light even as He is in the light. Now, the one thing not to miss in this first verse is that it says the word of the Lord. The rest of the verse is saying who came with that word. In other words, He's telling us it came to with the purpose of giving the message to the people of Israel. And I'm saying that just to say this. It's not Joel says, it is God says, as all scriptures. Now, I just want to park on a pet peeve of mine. A lot of times we'll say, well, Paul said or John said, but before too long we start giving them the credit as that it is their word. Now, men would say, well, no, we don't think it was their word. We do think it is God's word. But we say, well, no, this has got to be Paul's personality. This is Moses' personality. And a lot of times they'll go back and say, well, Jesus said the book of Moses. He means by that as the one who penned it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible.